This is case number 12-00134. The appellant's name is John Eric.
Orling.
Thank you.
O-R-L-I-N-G.
Will you go ahead and spell your full name for me?
First, middle, last, or?
Just to make sure we've got it all right.
John, J-O-N.
Okay.
Middle name Eric, E-R-I-K. Last name Orling, O-R-L-I-N-G.
Thank you for that. My name is Chief Hearings Officer William Guzman. Today is February 26, 2020. The time is 1 p.m. We are in room 3000 on the third floor of the 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, Portland, Oregon building. This matter involves the tow of a vehicle. There does not appear to be a city representative present. So before we proceed, I just have to make sure they received adequate notice of the date, time, and location. I have a notice of hearing that was sent to the parties. Did you receive that by email, sir?
I did.
And the system is automated, and it indicates at the bottom that it was emailed to the police bureau. And so they did not submit anything in this matter, and they're not present. But based on the way the system works, I am satisfied that they did receive adequate notice, and so we're going to proceed in their absence today. I want to let the appellant know that we are audio recording, so there's a permanent record of what happens here today. In case either side is unhappy with the result, they can then go appeal it to a judge downtown. And my question for you is, do you want us to post it on the internet where we always do, or do you have a privacy concern, in which case this is still a public hearing, somebody could ask to listen to it, but it wouldn't be on the internet? Do you have a preference?
Not really.
We'll follow our standard operating procedure and post it, and then if you want to listen to it or have a need for it, it's right there, searchable by case number.
My counsel says it's fine.
Okay. Along with the notice of hearing, the email should have included a second attachment that was a statement of your rights. It had an image of a small black camera on it. Did you receive that?
I believe so.
And did you have any questions about what your rights are?
No.
Okay.
Not at this time, anyways.
Sure. Let me know if something comes up.
Sure.
I don't know if you've ever been here before, but I just want to give you an idea of what to expect. I'm not a judge and this isn't a courtroom, but we call it a quasi-judicial hearing in the sense that I'm going to be an independent decision maker today. I'm going to make findings of fact, apply under the city code that relates to towed vehicles, and then decide whether or not this was a valid tow or an invalid tow. Valid means that they did everything they were supposed to do and you remain responsible for getting the car out of storage. If it's invalid, it means that they did something wrong, and we will send you out of here today with paperwork to go get your car, and then the tow company will bill the city and will pay on your behalf.
Thank you.
If you received a parking violation citation as part of this matter, which sometimes you won't know, it'll be with the vehicle, you can contest that, but not here today. Mm-hmm. That is something that you would do separately with a judge downtown at the courthouse. So far in this matter, we have your hard copy of the tow hearing request form. And when we enter it into the system creates one, and that's called the system-generated tow hearing request form. The third document is a printout from software we use to determine who it was in the city that towed your car. And in this case, it looked like it was the Portland Police Bureau. And then the last two exhibits are the notice of hearing and the statement of rights and procedures. Does the appellant object to me admitting those into the record at this time? Would you mind speaking in the microphone?
No, go ahead.
All right, no objection. I'm going to admit those exhibits. All the testimony we take here is done under oath, and I'd like to swear you in. Will you raise your right hand? Do you swear or affirm that the testimony you provide here today will be the whole truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
All right, what would you like me to know about your case?
How do you want to just do this current tow or the whole timeline?
I did read what you put on your request form, and What I remember is you reported this stolen back in 2017, got a call at one point that maybe it was at a tow lot, Hutchinson's, went to the tow lot, they claimed not to have it, and then the next thing you know, you get a letter in the mail saying that that it's been towed.
And then I got a ticket as well.
Okay.
After either them or someone else dumped it. And then now it goes to the second tow company.
Okay.
But I've had no notice in any proper time frame to be able to take care of it. I've just been following breadcrumbs, you know, ever since. So, yeah.
A police report would have been really helpful in this case so that I would know why they decided to tow it. And since I don't have that, and it appears to me that you haven't even been in possession of your vehicle for a couple of years now, so you don't have any idea why it got towed. And since the burden is on the city to demonstrate that they had a valid reason for towing the vehicle, I'm going to go ahead and find that there's no evidence in this case to support their burden, and this tow is invalid. We're going to fill out some paperwork so that you can leave and go get your car, and then they'll pay. They'll bill us for towing and storage.
Good.
All right. Thank you so much for being
here. You made it easy for me.
We're going to go off record, but stick around so that I can sign this.
Yes, sir.
All right. We're off record.